You are tuned into the Story Behind the Business podcast. My name is Leyland Dieno. I'm here with my co-hosts, Joel McDonald and Adam Bessie. And on today's episode, we are chatting with the VL boys.
So, Joel.
The VL boys, but I don't think anyone knows what that means.
Yeah, so he said the VL boys because he's in his announcer voice, which is great. Yeah. So, Joel, why don't you tell us who our guests are today?
So our guests are from the company Vinyl Labs, which does basically all things vinyl. We have Bryce, Ben, and Devin, who are two founders, and I think all three of them are partners in the company. And very cool things they're doing right now in this world we're in with signage, and we get all into that and how they've had to adapt and pivot their business. Some neat stories come out of those guys.
Yeah. And you know what, this episode, we had a couple technical difficulties, but, and Bryce had to head out in the middle of an appointment midway through. But, I definitely think there were some really solid nuggets of wisdom, especially for a business that is seeming to do pretty well right now. Joel, question for you. You're wearing a blazer today with a t-shirt. How does that make you feel?
I'm wearing a Beatles t-shirt and a blazer. And the reality is I just didn't have a dress shirt. There's like no like rhyme or reason. I often take clothes in to get dry cleaned, which I can't. Which means I have to do it myself, which means I wear t-shirts with blazers.
I mean, I was just going to say, Leyland, I think this podcast stuff is really getting to him, and he's starting to show up like it's like the Tonight Show or something. I'm not even mad about it. I actually like it.
No, I wish I was cooler. It's actually just that I didn't have anything else to wear.
Well, you know what? You but look
for
cool.
People listening to this audio podcast, this is going to be a fascinating segment.
All right, let's get into it.
All right, you are tuned into the Story Behind the Business podcast. My name is Leyland Dieno. I am with my co-host Joel McDonald and Adam Bessie. And today we are actually with our sister company, who ironically is run by all dudes, Vinyl Labs.
Welcome, guys.
Why is that irony?
They're a sister company, but they're whatever, man. I thought it was funny.
I liked it.
This is actually like a mega episode. We have six of us on here, so this is going to be an interesting. If you're tuned in on the audio version of the podcast, why don't you guys introduce yourselves by your name so that our listeners can get a sense of who's talking.
My name is Bryce Homemakers.
That was Bryce Westland.
Bryce, where are you sitting right now?
I don't know.
And why is your Wi-Fi so crappy?
I've moved around to the places here in the building.
He's a wanderer, and his microphone doesn't seem to work on some of our calls. I don't.
Was working for.
Yeah, it was working great for a bit. So the one who's having audio troubles, Bryce Westland. Devin, why don't you give us a prompt, and then Benny B, why don't you say hello?
Devin Regeer, been with VL for 5 years. Currently the president of the operation, and Benny next to me.
Ben Block, been here for how long now? 2 years. 4 or 5 months. I kind of run sales and biz dev.
Nice. So for our listeners, why don't you explain to us, what is Vinyl Labs? What do you guys do?
Vinyl Labs is all things vinyl. It's why we called it Vinyl Labs and not something lame like car wrap guys or whatever you want to call it. We wanted to diversify and expand in a way that other companies aren't. So we do everything from vehicle wraps to signage to architectural film to paint protection film, you name it.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that excites me about your guys' brand is the brand itself. If you look at your guys' lab, as you call it, it's a slick looking workshop. It doesn't look like you're in some sort of warehouse shop. So there's a lot of intention behind the brand and the work you guys do. What type of feedback do you guys get from your customers just on your brand representation?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think that's a huge reason why we've been able to land accounts like Red Bull, larger accounts like that, just because people see the brand as something different. We landed an account downtown called Park Vancouver. I'm sure you guys have heard of them.
Yep.
They came to us to wrap one of their shuttle buses just for the fact because they thought we had a cool brand.
Benny's doing some name dropping already.
I know, I like it.
It's what I do all day, every day.
Always be close.
This little company called Red Bull, this little company called The Park, you might have heard of it.
D Riggies, if you could turn off your notifications and refrain from typing, because all I get is just massive amounts of clickety clickety when you do it. I'll jump in for the next question here before Leyland gets to sink his teeth. And this one I'll go to Bryce, with or without the bad audio. But Bryce, with the current state of business and the economy, maybe give us or paint a picture of like what the landscape is like for your guys' business right now. Is it tough? Have you guys pivoted? What are things that you're doing right now to make sure that it's somewhat business as usual for VL?
Yeah, in recent beginning of April here and end of March, we saw a lot of clients, especially in the construction industry that had government work. Those jobs had started in March, April. They're coming into the summer. So they have a lot of work and the signage needed, and even some of the vehicle decals needed, those weren't an option. They're simply just needed. So whether the economy and the virus was happening or not, we were able to work with some of these companies, and it's keep the company afloat, but keep everyone busy.
I got two questions.
He's on dial-up. You on a 56K modem, Bryce?
I hear that in the background from Bryce's computer.
Well, actually, the real irony, I guess, is that we're all in the same building right now, but we're really social distancing for the most part, minus you two brothers. But question for you guys. First, elaborating, Bryce, on what you're talking about, you know, I had heard that that you guys had shifted into there was some work in signage to assist companies regarding social distancing. And could you maybe talk a little bit about that and some of those types of deals or that type of work that's come through and how that came to be? Was it through just your sales system of following up, or was it inbound? Were the companies looking for solutions to those problems right now?
Yeah, Dev.
I mean, we had a couple ideas on how to kind of keep in touch with our clients through these tougher times. We were providing free kind of workplace policy update posters, decals, stuff like that, to kind of avoid or inform any potential walk-in traffic that might be coming into their place of work, and just letting them know, hey, we're not actually allowing any walk-ins right now. Please contact us at this number, this email address, whatever it might be. And then we've been working with a lot of done probably a few hundred floor decals for Earls across Canada and into the States. Just they've kind of been a little bit creative themselves, and through that creativity they've been able to keep busy, and they have a lot of walk-in traffic right now, and they're looking for ways to manage that and stay safe and healthy through that. So we've got social distancing floor decals, anti-slip decals for all of their locations, for skip the dish deliveries or just pick up or takeout, I should say, orders. And we've seen a bit of a boom there for sure in floor graphics.
Do you think that anything, I mean, obviously as this COVID-19 passes and life eventually gets back to whatever the new normal is, do you think that any of that work that you've had to shift and start doing, or has any of it been anything that you weren't doing before, and that you think that there'll be now potential for growth in other areas? Like, you know, like, were you guys doing a lot of the shipping decals out, like that type of thing? And will that work with your model going forward as like another stream of revenue?
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, like, this whole scenario and experience, the COVID situation is going to change society. It's going to change us. You know, you look at the whole 9/11 incident, and that changed travel for forever. You don't have people dropping in for flights 20 minutes before the flight anymore. You got to deal with the extensive security checks and stuff like that. And I think that we'll see similar changes throughout society due to this whole you know, health situation, and we'll see how that impacts us. I mean, you know, we might see stuff in retail stores, more common guidelines around the spread of viruses, germs, all that stuff, and I imagine that would affect us, but at this point I'm not sure.
Sorry, Joel, I got a quick question. I think the goal of this podcast is to try to not let you talk, so I'm going to jump in and ask a question, Joel. And this could go to Ben or even Bryce. But maybe Benny, let's hear from you on this. With some of your clients that you're working with, like, you guys work with a lot of industrial clients in doing fleet wraps and doing signage. What's the pulse from people in their businesses? Do they confide in you when they come in? Are they happy to see that you guys are still open? Maybe you can give us some thoughts. Like, what are you seeing from other businesses that are out there?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think it's kind of a mixed bag, because I feel like half of my clients are just business as usual. They need stuff done. They're expecting us to still be there and perform the way we always do. And maybe I wasn't quite expecting that to that extent. And then others are completely working from home and very more aware of what's going on and understanding that, hey, maybe people aren't operating the same way that they always had been. So it's, for me, it's been a mixed bag, but yeah, I think both ways for sure.
So how much floor decals, Devin, back to what you're talking about, how many floor decals did you guys do, say, 3 months ago?
Oh, yeah, almost none. I mean, like, if you look at inventory of distributors nationwide, they've completely sold out. You can't buy this stuff anymore. Luckily, we had a fair bit on inventory, and we got a little creative with our suppliers, but I mean, as an industry, the demand for these specific materials just went through the roof. I don't remember the last time we did a, you know, long-term or even short-term floor decal application for any reason even remotely close to this.
So Bryce, are your competitors, and I know you have to hop off a little early here, so maybe this could be your final swan song of an answer, but what's your competitor? Leyland did not like that metaphor. What's your competitors like? Do you guys have your competitors open still? Are they flush with business like you guys, or are they struggling?
I'm not too sure, actually, what the pulse is on our competitors. I know for us, there's been, at least with signage, we've been quick to react.
But
in and out again?
That's your dial-up modem.
Here, let me just unhook my telephone cable here.
Yeah, so
is it even worth responding?
No, well, I mean, Bryce, I can piggyback off of what I think you were gonna kind of lean into. Speaking with a lot of our suppliers, I do ask a lot of these questions of, you know, who do you see ordering a lot still? You guys always have a great pulse of the overall industry. Who moving product and what are they doing? What's the common denominator there between all these guys that haven't slowed down? And the consensus was that the groups who had a large focus on outbound sales and who know their stuff in outbound sales are the ones that are currently still firing on all cylinders. The companies who had relied on inbound leads are the ones that have slowed down quite a bit. So thankfully, our bread and butter is outbound, and our competitors who don't know that game are now being forced to play our game. And obviously, like anything, there's a big, you know, learning curve to that.
Right. Great. Yeah. Thanks, Dev. So Bryce, I don't know if you need to jump off now or if you want to still hang on. I mean,
I will, if I can jump off, I will.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Bryce. Sorry that your dial-up modem was hurting the call a little bit. It'll be funny now. Thanks, dude.
We should mention that, and this is, I think, the third time we've got these guys on the podcast.
This is the third time.
The first two times they were too busy, and now Bryce had to leave.
They're so busy, but busy is good. Busy is good, and we're definitely happy as a sister company that you guys are busy.
I'm curious. I have a question. I want to go back, Dev. I want to ask you. What made you guys start Vinyl Labs? I know at the time, I think you were at agency. I think Bryce was flying helicopters. What made you guys decide to start this company?
Yeah, I think, So I had started working out of Sky as a photographer. And I, as a car guy, I had a bit of a vision for the overall brand for the vehicles could be. Bryce kind of sharing that idea, him and I kind of went on a bit of a journey to find quality design, quality print, quality install, and all at a reasonable price. And it was really, really hard to find. It's a very fragmented industry. We ended up, you know, teaching ourselves how to design these wraps for Sky in a way that we felt reflected the brand well, and then we found a vendor who was reasonably priced, and we weren't having too many install issues, but a couple fixes here and there. Anyways. Fast forward a few months later, and maybe $40,000 to $45,000 in vehicle wraps done throughout the group of companies. We kind of figured, like, and after we started hitting, you know, quite a few problems with our vendor, but we just said, "What the heck? Like, how much harder can this be to do ourselves?" And we've already spent the money to buy a printer, essentially. So let's take a swing at it. And turns out it is a lot harder than we had it. But you know, it's there's been times where it's been, holy smokes, what did we get ourselves into? But at the end of the day, we're certainly happy that we went on the journey. And
well, because at that time, you said 40,000 to 50,000 in car wraps. Because I remember the time when all the Sky trucks were getting wrapped, and did you do most of the designing for those trucks, and then somebody else actually installed them?
Yeah, that's right. So essentially, you know, Adam had brought me on to agency, and kind of being a part of that culture and a part of, you know, I communicate very visually. I think very visually. And there was just such a lack in the industry of vehicle wraps and just car graphics and branding in general. You know, you had this very high kind of expectation on a design standpoint from a marketing agency, but for some reason that kind of dropped off when you started to look into, you know, vehicle advertising and vehicle marketing, and there was just no kind of insight or brand consistency or quality design in general. And so bringing a lot of that from the agency and from a marketing agency into this space, I think was a big kind of pillar for us in why this was going to work and why we were going to be able to provide what some of our competitors weren't able to.
Yeah, I got one for, I got a question for Ben. So Ben, you came in a couple months after the guy started running, correct?
Yeah.
And so your background is running. You're an entrepreneur. You're running your own business. Give us a little insight in like why did you decide to jump in with VL, and what do you like about this space so much?
I think for me it was all about the opportunity that I saw. It's always been about the opportunity, not just for myself, but for the business. You know, like the business is so creative and there's so much you can do with it that you can diversify in a way that is just, there's endless amounts of doors that you can open and enter into. And so I kind of thought, hey, this is great. Like, I love being creative as well. Like, as much as I'm a numbers guy and a sales guy, like I need to be creative in my work as well. And I thought this company did it a good idea or a good job of meshing those two ideas together.
Right. That's a good point.
How do you guys feel about, you know, when there's just saying that, and I deal with that a lot as well, you know, managing web designers, developers, where there's this aspect of your job that's very creative and fun for creative people. And then at the same time, you guys are putting out floor vinyl shipping, you know, it's just a repeated process. How do you guys personally deal with that aspect of having to manage both sides of the brain, really?
I think the beauty of business and is it is inherently creative. You know, being a problem solver is still creativity. You know, it might not be the first thing you think of when you think of the idea of creativity. It might be, you know, being a photographer, graphic designer, whatever it might be. There is a huge amount of creativity within business inherently. Like I said, through problem solving, through, you know, just figuring out logistics. Like that's all part of the creative mind. And I think it can be fulfilling, you know, regardless if you're Ben working on a lot of the logistics and a lot of the numbers, versus say me, who's dealing with a lot of the, you know, visual direction of a job or our own brand. I think you get fulfilled from both ends.
So Devin, if you mentioned their problem solving, if you could go back right now and give a piece of advice to the Devin that started Vinyl Labs, what piece of advice after 6 years would you go back and give yourself?
How long do you have, Joel?
Yeah, I've shared a lot of this with Ben already for sure. Man, I don't know where to start. I mean, man, be confident in your partnerships. I listened to how we built this. I was listening to Soul Cycle, or how I built this. Technically, in their situation, it's how we built this. The two girls that started it, they were so committed to their partnership that they actually, not that we've done this, but they were actually going to counseling almost as couples, working on their relationship alongside the business. And I think that's such an important thing, is, you know, keeping the business healthy, but those, you know, partnership relationships healthy as well, and putting in the time there. That's been a big one for sure. I mean, Benny and I could both go on for hours on that note, but that's one that's always stuck out for me for sure.
I think Leyland and Adam and I could probably use some group pen.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Adam and I kind of go to therapy a little bit. We got a coach that there's to be, not to go too long into this, Adam, Bessie, and I are very we work brilliantly together, but we're complete opposite sides of the spectrum of how we operate and work. Adam's like the guy that strolls in, he's all suave and creative, and I'm the guy that's head down, that's like, I just need to spreadsheet this process.
Yeah. And,
so we quite sometimes, and then but we always work through it.
But then Adam brings donuts and everything's great.
I don't bring donuts anymore. Do you want to share why you shouldn't bring donuts?
No, that's a different story for a different podcast.
Vinyl Labs will eat them all.
Yeah.
That's true. You guys do.
I think it's a good thing. Like, I mean, so this is when you're working with people that you're close with. So the two of you and Bryce, like the three of you guys are really close. I mean, I know Devin, you and Ben have worked very closely together for the last, you know, 2-3 years. Do you guys, what is your relationship like? Like, I know Leyland and I can actually like physically yell at each other. And I know we'll be all right. Now, obviously that's not healthy if one person's going to be very upset about it or you can't handle it. I definitely don't recommend you yelling at people. But just there's certain vibes that you have in a partnership and you kind of fall into it. What is that vibe between you guys? Are you guys both quiet? Is someone more dominant in the conversations? Do you guys strategize and figure it out together?
You, sir.
Who's dominating the relationship?
See, if Devin hadn't said, ask me to start, he would have started.
Example. I think we're seeing the dynamic.
I was trying to get away from that by asking you to start.
I'm more quiet naturally. Not that Devin doesn't process things, but I do tend to process things in the moment.
You're very internal.
Internalize things, which is both good and bad. But we
except in group chats, apparently.
What's that?
Except in group chats. Oh, you guys probably don't remember when I walked in on you guys laughing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing better on a podcast than inside jokes.
We do laugh a lot, which is...
I forgot we were podcasting. It's just so casual for me to be sitting here on my laptop staring at you all on screens.
Yeah.
But we don't really yell. I don't know. It's really great. For me and Devin, we both know each other well enough to know how we think, and we call each other out in areas where we are falling short. I think that's very healthy.
I mean, first of all, Ben's got a lot more to be frustrated about than I do. But yeah, I think that's right. I mean, Benny and I, if you're not able to go there and you're not able to say, hey, this is what I see, this is where I think, you know, you and I both can improve, I just don't see the business growing nearly as fast as if you're kind of relying on the other person to come to those conclusions themselves. It's like any relationship. You got to be okay to offend people sometimes and just trust that they're going to see your intent in it. And then be able to forgive and move on. Benny said a couple times, you know, he's really hit a strong suit for him is being able to go home and kind of reset and let everything slide off your back. I personally just have an inability to hold a grudge. Forgiveness is really easy for me. So, and I think that's a necessity in business. So, again, not that. We necessarily have a lot to fight about, but if disagreements do come up, it's always dealt with pretty calmly and it's over quite quickly.
I'm loving this segment, getting to know Ben and Devin and their relationship. So in lieu of getting to know Ben and Devin, I feel like they're gonna have to virtually hug by at the end of this. Hey, this is something we ask everybody on the podcast and I'm curious about, and that is, in these extremely difficult times, you guys are still charging, you're finding new markets, you're going to work, you're battling. What do you guys do for your own mindset? Like, Ben, you know what, it can be daunting if you just pick up Facebook or if you read the news right now. What are you guys each doing personally to just try and get through these times?
That is a tough question. Yeah.
I think, for me, I've removed Facebook and Instagram from my phone. A couple months ago I did. I think for me, it's, and not to, not to be ignorant to what is going on, but just to process it a little bit differently and maybe not let the inherent drama that the media creates to stir that and sway that in you, and instead kind of just look at numbers and look at the facts and try to make decisions based on those and not about, you know, hype or you know, overexcitement that's produced by, you know, wherever.
And I think for myself, it's in business, or especially in sales, like it's a roller coaster life, and they're the highs are crazy high and the lows are very low. And if you can learn early to deal with that and kind of neutralize the emotions that come with that, you can really just fight through anything and battle through anything. And I think for Vinyl Labs, that's definitely been a huge part for me, is to have that kind of control of over my emotions and just do the things that I need to do every day. And I think this COVID situation is no different.
Those are solid answers, you guys. The one theme that, you know, Leyland and Adam and I have heard talking to different leaders in different industries is that kind of thought of, I don't spend a lot of time on social media. I don't spend a lot of time watching the news every night. You said it, Devin. I mean, I know the facts. There's some stuff I need to know without being ignorant, but I do not spend my day worrying about social media and the news. You know, I just take a little bit and then I worry about my business. So good answers.
Yeah. And I just want to say to wrap this up, you know, I appreciate you guys taking the time to chat with us and give us a little bit of insight into what's going on, even though it is refreshing coming to the building and seeing you guys, you know, continue to do business as usual, because when you do have everybody else, the hysteria that is easy to get consumed through the media, it's nice to see, not to say it's normal, and also not to say that, oh, you can't be excited that your business is still doing well. I think if your business is doing well in this time, that is something to be excited about, and we shouldn't as a society or as a community shy away from people who are doing, you know, good business right now or successful business. Just because other people are struggling, or just because the world, you know, is going through a turbulent economy or going to be going through a turbulent economy from what the media is saying. I still think it's great to see you guys stay firm and do well. So just want to say congrats and you mentally seeing you guys being, you know, business as usual or somewhat usual mentally helps me during this time, because it's like, you know what, you know, they work with a bunch of different verticals. They're out there, you know, trying to crush it out on a day-to-day basis. So it wasn't even a question. It was just more so saying thanks to you guys for always being positive and seeing you guys come in and hustling still.
Well, yeah, thank you guys. You know, each one of you have kind of voiced your encouragement and, you know, over these past, you know, months, and it means a lot. I think for us being in a group of companies, that's a very necessary thing. We're all, like Ben said, it's a roller coaster. We're all going to have our ups and downs, and us being able to lean on each other for that encouragement, advice, all that stuff is a big one. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, boys. Yeah,
thanks, guys. It's a good one.
Thanks. Thanks for coming on.
Okay. Hey, you can get back to work now, Devin. I know you're stressing there. Thanks, guys.
Cheers, boys.